Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, playing Seth. Sorry.
I'm Will, playing the reincarnated Brad, playing Arden, the wizard. Who now has
his power. He's not dead, he just
reincarnated.
Reincarnated Brad, yes.
I'm Kayla, playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I'm Austin, playing Sheru the Tortle.
I'm Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Excellent. Last time, the party was attacked by devils.
And shepherds.
They were not attacked by shepherds.
Just our ego.
Very nice
shepherds. Just your ego. And I guess that's true. Your ego was a little attacked, wasn't it?
Just a little bit. Ego Martins.
But they have survived the fight, and we're traveling to meet their contact, Sua.
Starts with a T.
Starts with a T, as it should be. They have met her grandsons, who are assisting them with getting to Sua. Let me find their names. Damn it. With me.
Taru and Afa.
They are leading them on towards that group. The rest of the party has woken up, and we are picking up with that point. Up to that point, I can talk. Probably shouldn't, but I can.
So just to recap, we are all awake and we are with the shepherds as they're walking away, or did
they went to gather their sheep and you guys are starting to follow them.
Okay, so we're, but we're...
I don't
we're
remember where we can go.
I think we decided that you guys were, but maybe we can backtrack if you want.
We'll just listen to the episode, what happened?
You guys just went to sleep.
Yeah.
You guys are in the middle of your watches with the shepherds. That was kind of where you guys ended.
Asar opens up the flap of the tent.
You have a tent?
Excuse me, Tamu, we need to go. We have found our shepherds. We were looking for shepherds?
The sheep shepherd thing, you know.
The shepherd hope.
Shepherd's shepherd.
Herd fear.
Wait. The code name was for actual shepherds.
It was a little on the nose, but yes.
Someone needs to teach these guys thieves cant. All right.
From the shell of Chevru, you hear snoring.
Are you on your back, sir?
Imagine a turtle, how they would sleep. So I'm on my tummy, technically.
Okay. How slick is the ground? Can I spin you?
Make a strength check.
Yeah, you probably have to do that.
Oh boy, it's negative one. Okay, wait, let me... Sorry, I was looking at galaxies.
If you guys use enlarge person on all of you, you could have a hockey game with Sheru.
A strength check. Oh, wait, come on.
Or if you use...
Seven.
Strength Sheru.
Seven. You are not able to budge him whatsoever.
I got a net 20 on a strength save.
What if I open the hole
you're
around
asleep.
Him?
You're safe.
Then we don't have to worry about
that. I get advantage on strength saves while I'm strong.
Can anyone create water?
I can the natural way. Does anyone have any water? It's like if we have just start pouring it into the holes.
If I recall, you guys have a magic item. Two of them, actually.
We do.
Yes.
That you can use to create water.
Well, I just open one and start pouring it into the head hole of the turtle shell. Time to get up.
What the hell, Vayner?
Oh, don't worry.
You got water ready.
You're okay. You can breathe underwater.
It's still dark outside. Why are we waking up now?
Oh, we found shepherds, and besides, it's like 30 minutes till dawn.
No, they have left, and we need to catch up before they just leave us behind.
Yeah, they're supposed to be
ketchup
leading
like
us into
condiment.
Latigo.
What? Sorry.
What are you?
Turtle.
That's not what I meant.
Arden, you're his friend. You can deal with him.
Apparently, Chiru only has one friend.
Wait, I thought you were my friend too.
Yes, when you're awake.
Perhaps we could try something new today, and Arden's gonna transform his shape into kind of a younger looking man, and he's gonna just be looking like some plain clothes and modify it kind of like a shepherd's outfit. And then he's just gonna be like,
well, Shiru, should we be on our way today?
That's awesome.
Sure, all right. Shepherd
Jacques
Arden, Jacques.
Jean-Pierre, actually.
Jean-Pierre.
Yes, Jean-Pierre the Shepherd. I was hoping that you could perhaps revisit the draconic language that you are teaching me. Once upon a time. I don't know if you ever finished your lessons.
I feel like Arden knows draconic.
Arden does know draconic.
I was teaching Raynor.
You're teaching Raynor.
Oh, yes.
We can.
Yeah, we can. Raynor, we will continue our lessons today.
Fine.
Arden, take point. I'm still drying off.
As you see the letter over here, this one makes the R sound.
You know what? I am going to have to take a rain check. I feel like we have more important things to do, like actually getting into the city of Latigo.
Yes, yes, of course.
With our... stop it! No! Okay.
Are we becoming more...
No! No! It's just... It's a very thing that...
One of the shepherds comes over and is like, are you coming?
I mean, we can talk with that Ryan. Accent, maybe.
Shut up.
I love how long it took you.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that was so bad!
And this is how you break the SDM.
Oh gosh!
I was the first to arrive.
He looks at you and he says, Where are you from?
Hell.
I'm from a place where you cannot get there from here.
Hell.
This is not a quite hell adjacent.
Planar travel, don't you know?
Okay, I don't, but never heard that dialect before in Salix. I mean, I haven't traveled far, but, you know, whatever.
Which one is this one?
This is Aoife.
Is Aoife the younger one or the older one?
Yes. we'll say he's the younger. Anyway, so are you coming?
Will you do it?
I'm preparing spells along the way.
Okay. So he takes you towards the sheep. You guys walk about a mile. If there's any chit chat you want to do before you get to Tsua, you can. If not, that's fine.
Just as a reminder, everyone has the 5 extra HP.
Yeah. So any chit chat happening? Or are we going straight to Tsua?
It's hard to chit chat when you're woken up like this in the morning, yes?
Yes.
Well, yes. You guys saw the shepherds as well, but we decided to go talk to them.
We could have waited till morning.
In the middle of the night.
Well, what if they had left?
It wasn't the middle of the night.
It's not the hardest attraction.
Taking the third, like the last watch. We've got, like I said, like a half an hour until sunrise.
And that's a half an hour of sleep. I won't get back.
Well, that's too bad. You'll have to
make
up.
Are you sure you're meant for the adventuring life?
I am very much so.
I'm not sure why. You had several nights where you didn't get any rest at all because of the armor.
Well, I'm not wearing the armor now, am I?
Shrewd, do you just want to spend an hour in the hole?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll continue.
Did you just try to send Shrewd to his room?
I'm about to send Arden to his room.
I like the new Arden.
I don't hate it either. It's just... every time
odd and change is something it takes me a minute to get used to it.
I appreciate you being open-minded to different personas that
change
I may.
Back.
Like, point with a knife.
No! I do not want to.
I say
you are English
no.
taps here.
Make it intimidating.
I have no idea what English is.
That's the chicken who's called T'Chawi.
Latigo. He is not T'Chawi.
No, we're
no,
the language is
language.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Never mind.
He would have his own.
Common T'Chawi language.
Yeah.
So, you guys, led by Aoife and Taru, make it to essentially a group of carts. There's probably about four or five here with other shepherds. They seem to have scattered out parts of the flock to just graze along this area. And sitting atop one of these carts is the hunched figure of a woman. And as as Aoife and Taru draw closer, they go up to this cart. It's a hand cart, so it's not pulled by any animals. And they grab this cart, and they gently kind of lift it up, so that it's supporting her a little bit better. And as you see her, she is clearly missing nearly all of her teeth. And her skin hangs in bags all about her body. She seems to be brittle to the point of breaking, and the young men helping her seem to try and move the cart very carefully.
Oh! Hello there! Who did you bring to see me, Aoife? And Taru? Boys, who are these people?
Oh, they say they're part of the, Well, this one says he's a Latigo. I think we kind of believe him. And this one says she's from the Chandelier City. She's the princess there. Your Highness?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And she looks up and is like,
Latigo, eh?
That is what I said.
She, like, gets closer and closer. And you see her teeth, like two or three of her teeth just in the front of her smile.
Huh. You must be related to older Balin. I guess I should say young Balin. He's a little bit of a whippersnapper.
Technically, any of us Latigos that are still alive are related. This is very true.
You're basically a baby.
Yeah, I mean, comparatively.
I knew your family very well. Very well indeed. Didn't talk a lot, but I've managed this herd for quite some time.
Oh, ancient one, you must have the stories to share. Do you have time later today to sit down with me and share your stories?
Ancient one? What kind of asshole are you?
The turtle kind.
He's not an asshole, he's a turtle.
Seth mutters the kaiji under his breath. Just be careful, I've heard of these things. I hear they eat people.
Well, small children specifically, so only Sharu's in danger.
Ouch. I'm older than you.
Yes, you are.
You've been good friends with the Latigo family. How are you acquainted with them?
Oh, I've known them for ages. I'm a lot older than I look.
Oh.
But, anyway.
I you don't look a day over 130.
Thank you. Anyway, I managed the sheep all around Latigo for a very long time. And, got to rub shoulders with some of the higher-ups there, and when, after the incident, the tragedy of their fall, I became more of a guide to those who needed information that were not safe around the coven of the Silver Cloud. So
I imagine that would be quite a few people.
Yes, yes. So I've been a connection to the Undigen herd for quite a while. I'm not necessarily a part of them, but I help them.
Well, I will say that, I mean, I know we haven't started getting into Latigo yet, but I am very thankful for the help that you will be providing.
Of course, of course. Well, we've got our wool freshly trimmed, and as you look around at the sheep, you notice that they have been freshly cut of their winter coats, and many of the carts are filled with the wool that they had. We were just heading into town to sell our wares, and I got the message from Balin that his cousin needed help. So, here we are.
What can you tell us about the city before we go in there?
Oh, I guess what do you want to know?
What are things that we should do that would prevent us from being caught, captured, and killed?
Hide that. Change your face.
Would they know what he would look like as an adult?
They probably wouldn't know what I would look like specifically, but I can obviously, you know, change it so it's I still look like me, but the armor doesn't look like the Latina.
Oh, you could just talk in the accent as well.
Absolutely not.
If you're gonna be having them, do you have the armor, one of the magic armbands?
I don't.
And I will cast, still got that.
Then I'll cast non-detection on you so they can't tell who you are, but I'll wait till we're close to the cities, because it only lasts 8 hours.
Are there torches in the city?
Well, plenty of torches. People have to see.
Are there weird people that detect magic?
Oh, I mean, there's plenty of weird people who detect magic.
I'm one
like,
of those.
Does the job.
Does the red sand mean anything to you?
Let me see if she knows what it was. Maybe. I can't say I'm very well acquainted with the arcane. I'm a simple shepherd. Very old one at that.
You don't say.
Anyway.
I know of quite a good dentist in this chandelier city.
What's a dentist?
Exactly.
But as far as what's going on in this city, you know, there's some chaos. Tensions are building up, and as she's talking, you know, the shepherds in this group are leading the sheep closer together, piling final things into the carts and getting ready to leave. Go ahead and climb into the cart, and we'll chat along the way. You might have to walk.
I figured.
Anyway, but yes, there's some chaos happening. Tensions are brewing.
Between which factions? Which people?
Well, the coven and the order.
I've heard that the Indigen herd is amassing.
Yes, but they're not city. All quite united. That's part of the problem. Some of them, there's different factions of the resistance. Some are the people themselves that are loyal to Latigo. Some are the Undigen herd itself. And then there's also the dissenters of the coven that are supporting them, but they want to do things differently. And each one has their own idea of what they want to have happen. The herd, for example, wants to remain unseen for the most part.
and they want, but they have their presence felt with guerrilla attacks, sabotage, things of that nature. And it's becoming more common that people are being taken into custody without reason, out of fear. Whereas the rebellion, the people inside of there are that are loyal to the city. They, to the Latigos, I should say, they are more direct in their attacks. There have been beatings openly in the street, and those of the coven want to be more diplomatic as much as they can. So it's a hard balance. But maybe you will be that catalyst that will bring them into alignment.
I don't mean to speak out of turn, but we're not known for being aligning catalysts.
We've definitely been catalysts of a sort.
The other sort.
Just tell us how to kill.
That sort.
We have a very
particular set of skills.
We do.
Our means are explosive.
So you know quite a bit of people. Is there someone in particular, a leader, a faction head, that we could get into contact with?
Yes. Torth? Bonskod?
Wait, hold on. I can only write so fast.
You've already written him down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Torth? Well, who's Bonskod?
Bonskod. The same people you've had.
Yeah, Kovai Kuam.
Yep. Kovai Kuam in Zindula. Mm-hmm. So, Torth Bonskod is the leader of the herd. And he's done very good at his guerrilla tactics, killed many without being discovered. And Zindula is, she's the one of the major supporters within the Silver Cloud that tries to work with him, but they tend to not get along very well. And Kovai Kuam tries to keep the peace between those two sides, but I don't know that if they can't be aligned, if the rebellion will succeed.
Might need to see if we can set up a meeting as soon as we get into the city.
Well, my job is to get you into the city. From there, you're on your own. Can't do much fighting myself.
These three leaders, is there something in particular that they're looking for, a goal? I'm just thinking, trying to think ahead that maybe we could present to them an olive branch that could facilitate dialogue.
I don't know myself, but I'm sure there might be something. You probably would have to talk to them first, but I think they all want Latigo to be seen free again. Any other questions?
What's the magic situation? Do we need passes? Do we have to hide?
Oh, they won't know you got into the city. Believe me.
Well, while we're there, are there going to be checkpoints that we need to...
Just at the gates.
All right.
Do they mind people with tails and a horn?
They dislike them.
So, business as usual.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, when I am king, everything will change.
What's about people with funny accents?
You will definitely stand out.
Don't worry, we will always stand out.
We'll just tell everyone you have a speech impediment.
You had a stroke.
He hit his head when he was a child. Ate lead paint chips.
We can say he is from a foreign nation, such as Yobong.
Don't they make plumbing out of lead?
Yes.
Plumbing? In certain areas, yes, they do.
It's fine. It's very common.
Indoor plumbing is common here. I thought that was the cutting edge technology.
No one said anything about indoor plumbing.
Well, from what I heard, the Chandelier City helped add plumbing to this region.
We did! You know your history.
She was there.
Never really used it myself. She
was there. I was there when it was written.
Don't speak the old magic to me, witch.
I was there 3,000 years ago in the strength of men's faith.
Arden / Jean-Pierre is going to be ritual casting in the back of the cart or wagon, trying to summon the strongest, beefiest, largest, quasi-real-like, horse-like horse as a phantom steed for Shiru to ride on so he doesn't have to walk forever.
I mean, the walking's not too bad, and I might crush the horse. I weigh 472 pounds.
Or beetle. The beetle's big enough.
He's a beefy draft horse. He'll be taking steroids.
All right.
I think you'd be able to ride it just fine.
Sure.
It's a magic steed.
Magic steed. Don't crush the magic horse. Don't crush the magic horse.
Well.
Just so you know, it can go very fast. So don't zoom ahead too far.
Zoom!
It has a speed of 100 feet.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
It can travel 10 miles in an hour or 13 miles at a fast pace.
He's just doing a loop basically. Around the
hood. Yeah, there's.
How long does the spell last?
1 hour. Okay. But it fades over the last minute. It starts to fade in appearance, so I have time to tell you to get off. And okay. It takes 11 minutes to cast, so or about not. Every 49. Or I can just use an action to.
Or we have
it.
A magic carpet.
So, yeah, Shiru is. Yoo-hoo! Yippee!
I think this turtle might beat the hare in the race. That's how it was done, yes.
So you've been very kind. Is there something?
Of course I have been.
Is there something that we can do for you while we're in town?
Well, just help watch the flock on the way.
I have never handled animals before.
Well, now's a great time to learn.
Oh, no.
Use your hands, learn new skills, understand the people.
Don't worry, Sapphire is really good with a shepherd's crook.
Yeah, and I really like the taste of mutton, too.
It is very tasty. Sometimes we eat them. That's how we live.
Is today one of those days? Is that we eat a lamb?
Not in season.
Oh. One can hope.
We'll see.
So are we taking the sheep inside or just the wool?
You will be hidden in the wagons underneath the wall.
Oh.
So,
that kind of entrance.
Prepare to be boiling.
Oh.
Oh, that won't
also hurt. A problem.
So. Boys, carry on.
Another idea that I had, I do have the ability to cast polymorph. So if some of us wanted to become sheep for about an hour, we could sneak a few of you in that way.
I think we're better off in the wagons.
Believe me, they don't check.
I will take your wheel.
Very good.
Hop inside and pull the wool over their eyes.
Ah! Over to you.
You are funny. Many Latigos were funny. That's why the people loved them.
Because they told terrible puns.
Beautiful puns.
I believe where I come from.
It's like they were our father.
You were a father to the people.
New pair jokes.
So, you guys continue down the path. It's going to take about a day to get there. Day and a half. And so you have time to kind of kill, chat, do whatever you need to do.
I zoom the horse down as far as I can in an hour before it disappears, and then go take a nap.
Okay. So, with that, we will end the session here and pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, folks. It's me, your favorite king of the Winter Court and the Goliath dad of the Fae Realm, Haladalin. Are you tired of living in an endless winter? Well, then grab some hot cocoa, a comfy blanket, and your favorite streaming service, and listen to some more Rollfair. And when you're done, maybe go check out our website, rollfair.com. We've got a shop with some soul-warming merch for you, and a contact page where you can reach out and shower us with your praise. We hope to see you listening in the future. Stay comfy.